All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And we like to have this young man on about once a month to correct everybody's behavior. He'll make you feel guilty as hell about what you're not doing right with those kids of yours. Ladies and gentlemen, right. Dr. Sophie's with us. Nice to see you, man.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Doing great. I see you on CNN all the time. You're out there making us all feel like we're not doing our job.
Exactly.
Okay.
You and the polygamist.
Yes. If you have a question about raising those kids, and it's becoming very difficult nowadays because a lot of these kids are such a-holes. But here are the phone numbers of the station, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, Dr. Sophie is a psychiatrist. He also gives seminars. He speaks on how to raise these kids, what to do, what not to do. And nobody helps more kids than you. And you're also involved in the Child Protective Services part of the L.A. County, right?
Medical director of the
department. Right. So you've seen it all.
Seen it all.
You've seen a lot of kids who perhaps have drug-addicted parents. And, a lot of kids that are not fed, not washed,
neglected,
abused, you've seen it all.
Yes.
Is there, like, today, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he has a 12-year-old son, and this 12-year-old son is into cutting himself.
Yeah.
And, which is a pretty bad sign, right?
Yeah.
What is the thrill the kids get out of cutting themselves? Because I was always told that hurt.
Yeah. Well, for certain people, it feels good. It's a release of angry feelings, anxiety, or whatever. So actually the cutting and the release and the blood and looking at all of that is a release for some people. And
is that right?
Good. Yeah, absolutely.
And where do they cut themselves?
Well, wherever. If it's not an actual suicide attempt, they'll cut lengthwise on their arms. They'll do their legs. Oftentimes people will do it where their clothes are going to cover it up because they're ashamed, but it does feel good for them. And it becomes a really like a self-soothing kind of technique. Some people rock. Some people end up cutting.
Wow.
Pretty serious.
I'd rather rock.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, cutting sucks. I cut actually cut myself on a closet door. I was picking something up and I caught the doorknob there, and it made a little cut on my side. And it's a pain in the ass. I mean, it still hurts now.
The pain in the side.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I can't believe that kids are doing that. Willingly cutting themselves.
Very serious problem.
What do you do about it?
Well, you really got to get to the root of the motivating behavior behind all that.
Yeah,
and
you know what? And kids nowadays, they're 12 and 13 years old, and they think they're 18 or 19.
Right.
And, they want to control that household
absolutely.
And everything.
And again, it's about parents. I mean, if parents are involved, they will see that their kid is going down a path oftentimes. But if they're working and they're not around, kids are going to do their own thing.
All right. At what point would you say it's time to hit a kid?
Probably when they're about 24. 24. Never.
All right, you never hit the kids.
But your kid can hit you.
Okay, but the kid, my daughter, we were at Frankie's in Tarzana the other day, and she was having a pizza there. And it was very hot, the pizza, so I grabbed it and I took it away from her because I didn't want to burn her mouth. And she slapped me. And I said,
wonder where she learned that.
Yeah. And I said, darling, seriously, I will knock you out, baby.
Right.
No, I didn't say it to her. But I didn't know. I just grabbed her and I said, listen, that's unacceptable. Yeah. She hasn't done it since and she hasn't done it, before. But that, I understand if you don't curtail that behavior quickly,
you can
get out of control.
Absolutely. But remember, she's young and her reflexes, she responded quickly and doesn't have the controls sometimes developmentally yet.
Right. Now, how do you do this? Again, Dr. Sophie's with us. How do you get kids to try new things food-wise? Because my kid eats about five things and that's it. Pizza's one of them.
Yeah. I mean, you got to incentivize them. Make it worth their while. If they're not eating it, they're not eating it. You could put it there. If they try, that's great.
Right. And if they don't eat it?
That's fine.
Is that right?
Yeah, they'll eat. I mean, they're growing, they're healthy, they're fine. They take a vitamin.
Yeah, that's
when they're hungry, they'll eat. Don't worry.
All right, when they're hungry, they'll eat.
Yeah.
All right, so I shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. I got to have you around the house more often. When something like that happens.
Is Jennifer giving you a hard time?
No, but I always feel like, if my kid's not eating, I worry about her.
Yeah,
of course, because she doesn't eat as much as I think she should.
Yeah, but if she's growing and she's
a very happy person, which, thank God, I'm not living with a depressed, miserable baby.
Right.
Because there are some babies like that, very withdrawn.
Sure.
And
colicky,
very quiet.
Irritable. Yeah.
Yeah, but this kid, she sings all the time. You know, she's only 2.5 years old, and she's talking on the phone to me all the time.
That's great.
And having a great conversation.
Keep her going.
But she's, you know what? She's growing up too fast. I remember it just seemed like yesterday she was in like a little basket, and I was taking her to the racetrack and enjoying myself. And now she's running around the racetrack, and I gotta keep an eye on her.
Right.
And it only takes a split second, and they're gone.
That's it.
Like, if I'm in it, I was with her at Walmart the other day, and I always keep an eye on her. I look at something. I probably look at her about 15 times a minute. You know, I look at something, bang, down her, bang, down her. And if I look over and she's not there, you know, she went around the side or, you know, is ducked under something, I panic immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't know what you're going to walk into.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but I can't imagine what parents go through. If for some reason their kid, you know, decides to run away, like we did when we were kids,
right.
Like you're 10 to 11 years old, you're like, Mom, I'm running away from home.
Right.
You know, you walk down the block with your suitcase and then you come back. But is it different now raising kids? Is it more of a challenge because they have so many more options?
It's tough for parents, especially parents that have to work and both parents are working, resources are lower. Yeah.
Right.
It's a challenge. It really is. There's a lot of stimulation out there and distractions for kids that are not always necessarily the best thing. So parents really have to really focus on what's going on in their house with their kids.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And I should play something on my cell phone, but my wife called me as my child was screaming and crying.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about having a kid, like you're on the fence, I'll play this for you.
Right.
You'll have your tubes tied tonight.
Right.
You go to Cedars tonight. And
it's
have
tough.
It. Yeah.
It's tough.
All right. If you have a question for Dr. Sophie, man, he's a child psychiatrist, and he'll have the answer for you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ruben in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Conway. How's it going?
All right. You got some kids?
Yeah, I do. I have one daughter. She's like 2.5.
All right.
She loves to watch Noggin.
Is that a porno or something?
No, it's a channel.
Oh, a channel, okay. Oh,
yeah, it's a channel on cable. It's like all kids shows. It's all about Dora.
Right, all right. Yeah, yeah, my kid watches Dora.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I turn it off, she starts crying.
Yeah.
She has fits.
Right.
She starts throwing up.
Is she like my daughter where she wants to watch Dora, but a very specific episode of Dora?
Yeah.
She's like, I want to watch, Wonder Pets. And I turn it on. She goes, no, save the kangaroo.
Wonder Pets. Yeah.
Save the whales.
Ruben, you just got to limit the time so she gets used to it. And if she throws a tantrum, she throws a tantrum. She'll live.
How long do you let them throw a tantrum for, though?
Well, you have to, how long do you let them go, Ruben?
How long do you let them go, Ruben?
Not really that long, actually. I don't have patience for it.
Well, you know what, Ruben, set it up better. When you're going to put the TV on, say, listen, I'm going to put it on, and when I tell you it's time to stop, I'm going to tell you once, and then you got to stop. If you don't stop, then you get upset. She'll get the message eventually.
Okay.
And give her a warning, like, I'm going to turn this off when I count to 10 next time. I'm going to turn it off again. You know, give her a warning before you really turn it off and get her ready. And that way that it's not like such a big switch for her.
And how much TV do you recommend for a 2-year-old every day?
A little bit.
About 9 hours?
Yeah, 12.
12
no.
hours?
Are you serious? No.
How many hours?
Ruben, this guy needs help. Help me.
Hey, Ruben, how many hours is that kid watching TV?
All day, sir. No
That's
lie.
Great.
Okay,
all day.
About 12 hours, right?
Yeah.
Ruben, stimulate her some other ways. Read to her. Let her listen to some music. Probably about 4 or 5 hours a day is good.
Wow.
4 or 5 hours?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the other time should be broken up.
It's all right.
Not four at once, either.
Oh, not four at once?
No.
Oh,
don't tie her to the floor.
All right, dude.
Good luck,
good luck with that kid.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Yeah, I heard a child psychiatrist say you have to limit TV watching to 10 minutes a day.
Well,
like 10 minutes a day.
You barely get a commercial.
I'll do 10 minutes every 15 minutes. She loves it. She loves watching Dora, and she's now almost bilingual because she watches it.
Yeah, and also there's good videos, too.
Yeah, she knows, like we were in the car the other day, and she goes, Daddy, Pada. I'm like, so I'm sitting in my way, like, what the hell is Pada? She goes, it means stop.
Right.
She wants to stop and go to, like, you know, McDonald's or something. I'm like, I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. But she's, like, bilingual.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing. It's a way to stimulate them. It's visual. It's hearing. But you also have to break it up with other stuff. Read, draw, play,
dolls. My daughter likes reading books, too.
That's good.
I'm like, oh, please.
You read them, she reads them.
Nah, I read them to her.
Yeah.
Because she's not bright enough to read.
Hope
she
eventually.
I hope she gets over that.
I do, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, she does like, she loves books, which is great. And her mom is great. Her mom reads to her all the time. So they enjoy themselves. But the kids are like, you know, I was reading her a book the other day. And there's a book about Judy and Rob. And Rob's the boy and Judy's the girl. And you open it up and you go, hey, look at Rob. He's wearing mom's wedding ring. I'm like, uh-oh.
Right.
It's Rob's kind of...
shaking.
Yeah, man. He's on the fence. What's going on? And then Rob is combing his hair. I'm like, well, you know, what kind of signals is that sending people? You know?
Rob's Metro.
I wouldn't mind if he was Metro. I think he's not even Metro.
Well, he likes Judy.
I guess so, yeah. All right. Let's talk to a George in Glendale. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, what do you got?
I was just wondering, at what point do you screw up your kid mentally? I mean, your kid mentally. I got a 5 and a 2-year-old, and I just seem to be screaming and yelling at them like every other second. Like, I'm just like,
do you swear at him?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What do you do? You use the F word?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I mean, because the 2-year-old and the 5-year-old, you know, and then like I guess she's jealous or something.
I gotta have you over at my house to yell at my kid.
Oh man, it's like, you know, like I don't know if I'm screwing them up. They're gonna grow up to be angry kids, or you know.
Well, yeah. All right, that's a good question. Yeah. When you yell at your kids, you screw them up.
Well, you're teaching them that it's okay to yell. If you be sure that's what you want. You want yellers. I think there's better ways, George. You know, can you talk to them? Let them do some. You know, some. Find out what it is that's stirring them up and what you're yelling about. What's irritating you so much? And then get some stuff in place, like some rules and some structure, so that they know what to expect. And then you won't be so irritated. And then they understand what you expect, and they understand what they are supposed to do. And then there's rules. Because the more you yell, the more they're going to yell back at you. And then you're going to be even more angry at them.
Hey, George, you smoke weed?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the wife too getting to me. You know, it's like the kids and the wife and
What do you do for a living?
I drive a truck, a semi truck.
Okay, so you're in traffic all day.
I take care of my kids in the morning from like 8 to 3, and then my wife, you know, she comes at 3 and then she takes over. So
George, you also have to stir up your life a little bit and you know, get some romance back into your marriage. You've got to spend some time with your wife and get to that point of your relationship where you used to be, so you're not always so, you know, taken advantage of or feel empty.
Yeah, but you do that with when you got 2 kids.
Get some help. Don't you have in-laws or somebody who can watch them go away for the weekend?
Yeah, you got in-laws that can help you out with those kids?
Excuse me?
You got in-laws that can help you out with those kids?
I don't know. We honestly don't have anybody that can help us, like, take care of them. So it's just my wife and I. So, you know, it gets to me sometimes.
Yeah, sure,
but, you know,
it's exhausting.
I'm trying to be as good as I can, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I understand. Well, there's a lot of pressures that go on in life. The guy drives in traffic all day. He's a truck driver. Then he's got to come home to 2 screaming kids.
And he smokes weed.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably what saves those kids. If he wasn't smoking weed, it'd probably kill those kids.
Yeah, just try to just stay calm. Take a deep breath before you go in. Get some rules set up for the kids. And, you know, I think some structure in your house will help. And you guys got to get back to being a couple.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Candy in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
I wanted to tell you, I'm 46 years old, and I've been a picky eater my whole life.
And you survived, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's not going to change.
That's right.
It's just, you know, being bipolar doesn't help, but it's my way or no way. That's it.
All right, well, you sound like a single woman, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it doesn't sound like a guy's going to put up with this crap.
Yeah, some do.
Yeah, not very long, though, right?
Actually, I've been with the same guy now 15 years.
15 years?
Good for you.
Where did you meet him? In, over a meth pipe?
No, uh-uh.
Oh,
no.
Boom. All right.
Uh-uh.
Well, as long as you're healthy, you eat what you need to eat.
That and I'm hyper and... I'm busy, 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 go, go.
Yeah. All right, Candy, you're the best, baby.
All right,
thanks for calling. All right, there she goes. Oh, boy. Sounds like a mess down there in Huntington Beach. Marianne in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Dr. Sophie's with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. I've got a little boy. He's 7 years old. He refuses to wear socks. And it's, you know, in the wintertime, that's kind of a problem.
Right.
Now, well, we've taken him, you know, it's not a foot problem. He's just very stubborn, very obstinate.
Right. Well, you're talking to a guy who doesn't wear socks either, Dr.
I don't either.
Sophie.
I don't either.
Now, have you always been laid away from,
always, from where
you were a kid, huh?
Always,
so
yep.
Maybe your Marianne, maybe your kid will grow up to be like a famous psychiatrist.
Einstein didn't wear socks either, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
What can I tell you? I'm sitting here with no socks on.
Yeah, you asked the wrong question, man.
You know what? Let him be. He's happy.
Yeah, but, you know, athletics, the wintertime, you know.
He'll learn. Did you get teased?
I mean, I don't want him to get teased.
No, who cares? You know what? And if I got teased, I would have been so pissed off I would have put him on then if I wanted to. Otherwise, I don't do it.
Yeah. It's not like we live in Minnesota, Mary.
Yeah.
You can wear, don't have to wear socks.
I think it bothers you more than it bothers the kid.
Oh, yeah. It really bothers me.
Let it alone. Pick your battles.
Yeah, if it's not bothering the kid, it shouldn't bother you.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. How old's the kid?
Seven.
Seven?
7 years old. He's fine.
Yeah.
All right. You got just one?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right,
yes.
But look at all the money you're saving on socks.
Right.
You should be happy.
Right. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Some people think it's sexy.
Yeah. F socks.
I don't want them to think that at seven.
No,
but they will when he's 17.
Okay.
What do you think? You think he might be into dudes?
My son?
Yeah.
Maybe. His name's Elliot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, there you go. No way. Let him be. Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. What's wrong with you? Everybody's over-parenting nowadays.
Yes.
You know, when I was a kid, and I think I've told this story on the air before, so I apologize, but we never wore seatbelts when we were kids.
Right.
I don't know if you did either.
No.
But my grandfather... He had a Chevrolet, I don't know, a Cutlass or something. I don't know what the hell he was driving. No, a Chevy Capri. And he had the seatbelts. He had the first car that if you didn't connect the seatbelts, the bells would go off.
Right.
And he tried to disconnect the bell, and he couldn't figure out where to do that. So he cut the seatbelts out of the car. I mean, literally took scissors and cut them out of the car and just let the, put the clamp, the belt buckle together. So it never dinged. So, I mean, it's tough to sell a car with the seatbelts cut out of it. But we would go, on weekends, we would, like either my family or the Andersons, there'd be like six, seven, eight kids in the car in the station wagon, drive up to Big Bear with my friend's dad, and he drank the whole way up there. Smoking cigarettes with the windows up, no seatbelts, kids running around all the time, and we all turned out to be semi-all
right. Right.
I think everybody's over-parenting and over-protecting these kids.
We just microscope everything too much.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Take a step back, unhook, take a look at your life, enjoy yourself a little bit, and go back to basics of life.
Yeah. I mean, I do that with my daughter. When I walk around with her, I like for her to walk. It gets her exercise.
Right.
I don't like to push her in a stroller everywhere, right. And she hates the stroller now anyway. And we were walking the other day through a mall, and I'm about, 25 feet in front of her. And this woman comes around and looks at my daughter, doesn't see anybody else around. And I'm staring at her, and she starts screaming for security. Security! We got a kid here! I'm like, hey, baby, please, it's my child. She goes, well, I didn't see you. You got to pay more attention to your kids. I'm like, I saw the whole thing. I'm standing 20 feet from you.
Right.
But, I mean, that kind of, interference by other parents drives me crazy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Absolutely
crazy.
Some
people are just oversensitive.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Sophie is with us. If you have a child and things aren't going well at home, you're not alone. But if you do need some help, there's a very highly paid doctor here giving you free advice for those Rugrats ears.
Right.
520-9710 and 888. 520-9710. It's Tim Conway Jr. Dr. Sophie's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Dr. Sophie is with us. And you're going to be on Celebrity Rehab. Is that right?
I am, yes.
Look
next
at
season.
You, man.
New season.
with Dr. Drew.
Dr. D.
And what are you recovering from?
Pills? Do a lot of the family day. No, I'm not going to be a celeb.
Oh, you're not going to you're not addicted to anything?
Not that I know of, no.
Have you ever been addicted to anything?
Not that I'll admit to. No, never. Not really.
Do you ever, like when you were younger, experiment? Do you ever, you know, like when you went to college and stuff?
No, some drinking.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah. Then once you get to med school, like you're on call, forget it.
Yeah, you got to straighten up. Boy. All right, let's talk to Saul in Saul in El Monte. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Oh. Hey, Saul.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. All right, what do you got?
What's up?
You know what, man? I got a 15-year-old son that ever since junior high, he's been in. As a matter of fact, it started in elementary. When he got to junior high, he got kicked out of junior high. Now he's a freshman in high school, and he already got kicked out of high school. He's in independent studies. He just doesn't care about nobody. He's into F it big time. He's F you, and I don't care. It's my life and this and that. We've gone on to counseling. We've done so many things already that we're in counseling now. We're back and forth, and he just doesn't care, bro.
Any drug testing? Do you know if he's using?
We have seen some kind of signs. My wife noticed. We think he probably he's experimented with the bud already, you know.
Yeah.
And we barely noticed that. But this has been happening ever since he was in elementary school.
Well, you know what? The other thing is, you have insurance?
Huh?
Do you have health insurance?
Oh yeah, we have health insurance.
You got to get him tested to see what's going on because there's a learning problem there, and that's what's going on.
Well, they have established that, you know, that he might have a learning problem.
Yeah.
But you know what? His problems mainly are behavioral problems.
Right.
He tells the teachers that F you.
Yeah, he's defiant.
Yeah, and if you mess with me, he's even told me, you know, don't get crazy with me because I'll kill you. We've even got each other, grabbed each other and almost choked each other because I got to restrain him, you know. Because
can you take him out?
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
Sal, you got to get this kid some help. You got to get him either on some medication to control his anger or something. You got to figure out what's going on. Something's going on with this kid.
Yeah, because, you know, my wife, she gets, when we get into it, she hides the knives at night, you know, and he's made threats already, and you know, this is my son. I had him when I was 18, you know, but
where are you from originally?
Huh?
Where are you from?
I'm from right here. What do you mean? I was born in Mexico, but I was raised here since I was 2 years old. You know?
Can't you just, like, you know, drain your bank account, move to Mexico without the wife and kid and start over?
Well, you know what? I've even thought of sending him over there for a couple of years, or you know, and just to see how tough it is elsewhere. You know, we've gave him everything. You know, he has everything: iPods, computer, internet.
Yeah, but that's part of the problem. You got to cut back with that, but also figure out what he's so angry at and why he can't control himself.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? My idea of it was I just laid a smackdown on him. But you know what? I've noticed that, you know, with a lot of people, that really didn't help. It helped with me, because when I was young, my dad, you know, laid the smack down.
Yeah, but you know what? If you got problems and you have a kid who has problems, the angrier you get with the kid and you clamp down on him, the angrier he's going to get back at you, and it never stops.
But isn't it like a wild Mustang? I mean, can't you break him eventually?
No, not if there's a real problem.
Like if a dog is feral and, you know, he spent too much time in the wild, you can eventually break him by, you know, bring him in the house.
Sure,
and
behaviorally. But if there's a
kicking the crap out of him,
there's a biochemical problem in his brain, you got to get it fixed.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. You think that's what's going on with
that? Yeah, George, you got to see what's going on inside his head.
All right, man. Let's talk to Mark in Corona. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. All right, dude.
I just had a quick question for the doc. I have a 2-year-old kid that, and within the last maybe month or so, he's been picked up by the bad habit of spitting on carpets and on other people. Is there something there that I don't know about?
Is he chewing? Does he use chew?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you spit on the kid?
No.
No, good.
That is odd.
It's part of, you know, regular. It's routine development. You got to stop it, though. You got to say no. You got to put some, like, laws down there.
How do you stop it?
Well, do you show him that you don't approve of that when he does it?
Yeah, I just tell him no, bad.
Right. The other good thing to do is when he's not spitting, give him some praise. Say, you didn't spit. Gay, good for you, and give him a little treat or something. You want to catch the times he's not doing it and give him some good praise.
Okay.
And you'll extinguish it. It'll go away.
All right.
And also don't give it any attention because he loves the attention.
Hey, Tim, how old should he be while I teach him how to play poker?
Oh, dude, if he hasn't learned by now, he's too late.
See, he knows to ask you that question, not me.
No, you got to teach him early, man.
Or you can take his whole card.
Okay, all right, get out of here, dude. But is there ever a point where you've got to, you know, yell at your kid and swear and really, you know, show that kid who's boss?
Well, you can show him who's boss in different ways. Less aggressive, unless that's the kind of aggression you want him to show you back or show others.
Right.
Whatever you're role modeling, they'll do back.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can show him your boss in other ways.
Hmm. But isn't it quicker and easier to just grab him by the throat?
Sure, quick and easy.
All right. Thank God my wife is around, man. She's
a great
mother. I'm not a bad father, but when the screaming starts, I don't have much patience for that. And so whatever she wants when she's screaming, I hate to say it, but I try to give it to her.
Okay, but then she's going to keep screaming every time she wants something.
I know, but if she doesn't stop screaming, my head is going to explode, and then she's not going to have a dad around. Because, you know, that screaming is what makes me absolutely crazy.
She knows that.
Yeah.
That's why she does it.
Yeah, she does. She does know that. She's very smart. All right, let's talk to Eric in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really good.
All right, dude. What do you got?
Hey, Tim, Dr. Shoei, good to talk
Dr.
to you guys.
Dr. Sophie,
great topic, by the way. I'm a 38-year-old man, and I started kind of late. I have a 2-year-old right now and a 3.5-year-old.
That's not bad.
And yeah, well, another one on the way, too.
How old's the wife?
30.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
good.
Yeah, I waited a little later to get it all out of me. But anyway, what I was trying to get at was I got two questions, actually. One was the fact that I use flicking the fingers to instead of spanking them.
Yeah.
But I think
where do you flick them? Like in the eye?
No. I flick them in the fingers.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Instead of spanking them, because I don't know if I believe in the spanking, but I find myself coming to the point where I'm losing my patience a little less or a little more. As time passes, and I just turn around and give him a swat on the butt, you know, and say, you know, send him to the corner.
Yeah, is it ever good to give a kid a little swat in the ass?
Not really. No. And you got to figure out what it is that's bothering you that they're doing so that they understand. Because, you're not really dealing with that issue. You're just letting them know you're pissed off at them, basically.
Yeah, when they come back from the corner, I tell them to come back from the corner, then I sit them down and talk to them and ask them what they did wrong.
Right.
And then they understand that they did something wrong, and I said, do you understand that? And then I don't like it.
But the best thing, the better way to do that, if you could, is not have to send them to the corner. Tell them, you know what, I don't like what you just did. Let's take a minute, let's talk about it, and let's find a better way to do this so we don't have to do it anymore. Because while you're talking to them after they come from the corner, they're still angry that they had to go to the corner.
Okay, I see.
And that feeling is still in the way of them ever hearing and getting it.
All right, so you never recommend timeouts?
I recommend timeouts. Timeouts are fine to say, hey, let's take a break. You go in there, I'll tell you when we can talk again, and we'll come back together as a team and talk.
One of my, again, Dr. Sophie is with us. Your website is drsophie.com?
Yes.
Okay, drsophie.com. One of my friends, my wife's friends, this is how they treat their son. When their son gets, the son is like, I don't know, he's 4 or 5 years old. But when he gets too crazy, they lock him in his room. I mean, they put him in this room and then seriously lock the door, and he goes ape-ess in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
For like, you know, an hour.
Yeah.
Destroying things and crazy.
Well, he's scared.
Yeah, I mean, is that something, what does that lead to later in life?
Well, I mean, it could be anything it could lead to. I mean, abandonment. It could be fear of being locked into a room so he could never have a door shut. I mean, it's just not a good message to send that, you know, we can't tolerate you, we're going to put you in a cage. It's better to, like, stay engaged.
Right.
Allow him some flexibility to come out when he needs to and some control over the situation. Because really, by locking the door, you take all the control away from that kid, and he's powerless.
You know, my daughter came in our bedroom the other night, and she said, Daddy, there's a ghost in my room.
Right.
And my wife said, well, Daddy will go in there and show you there's no ghost. And I'm like, F that. I'm not going if there's a ghost in that room. You
Great.
Go do it.
That's why she thinks there's a
ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, what if there was a ghost in that room? I get freaked out.
She might be right.
Why don't you girls go deal with that ghost? Let Daddy go back to sleep. Let's talk to Gary in Mission Viejo. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie.
Tim, how are you doing?
Hey, dude.
Okay. Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm doing fine. Listen, I have a good question. I have a 13-year-old boy, and he always
doesn't do what his mother tells him or asks him to do, okay?
Right. Yeah.
And then whenever I tell him to do something, he always waits until like the last half hour before I get to, before I get home, and he starts doing it and starts kicking ass and he gets it done. But all day long, he totally doesn't want to do anything what she asks, let alone school projects. So she bails him out by making the little projects or typing out the stuff. And then later on, he thinks that he deserves to play the PS2 and Guitar Hero and all the other stuff, and he gets upset when she doesn't let him play it.
Okay. Couple things. That's probably appropriate behavior for his age, number one. Number two, he's really comfortable with his mother, and she's rescuing him. She's got to stop rescuing, let him fall flat in his face, and then he'll learn that he can't rely on her for all of that stuff.
Great advice. Yeah, absolutely. Great advice. Let her, when mom babies these kids too much, everybody pays the price.
Right.
Everybody. Including everybody on the airplane when that kid goes crazy.
Yeah, see, he knows you won't put up with it, but he knows she will.
All right. Dr. Sophie is with us, folks. If you got a kid at home and things aren't going so great, you can call us here or go to Dr. Sophie's website. It's Dr. Sophie, drsophy.com, drsophie.com. And you can see him on Celebrity Rehab in the future. And what else are you doing? You got seminars coming up? Any?
Yeah. Some CNN stuff, some seminars, all kind of stuff. Check the website out.
All right, go to drsophie.com. And if now you're also in private practice if somebody wanted to
Beverly
come
Hills.
See you.
Yeah, sure.
All right, and it's expensive, man. It's like $800 in a half hour. But if you can afford it, man, you might as well slide in there. He's the best. All right, Dr. Sophie's with us. Tim Conway Jr. live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Dr. Sophie is with us, a world-renowned psychiatrist, and you can see him on CNN occasionally. He's also going to be on Celebrity Rehab. He's got a lot of seminars coming up, so check out his website, Dr. Sophie, D-R, short for doctor, in case you went to the LAUSD, and Sophie, S-O-P-H-Y.com. All right, if you got yourself a crazy kid, Dr. Sophie might be able to help you out. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Rose in Glendale, you're on 97.1. What's up with you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks
I listen
for calling,
to your show all
baby.
The time.
Thank you.
I have a two-part question, please. My cousin, she's been divorced for a couple of years. Her kid just turned 2 years old, and she hasn't. She only saw her. Her dad actually only seen her for like about a month or two. Recently, she's rocking herself a lot, and almost like she won't go to sleep. And if she does go to bed, she just keeps rocking herself and hitting herself into the bed. And my cousin, she's really scared. She doesn't know what's going on. Maybe she thinks she has autism or something. What do you think?
Is she walking?
She walks, yeah. She's a very good kid.
And she talks?
But just that rocking is the problem.
Yeah, is she talking?
Talking, no.
Okay, and she's how old?
12.
Two. Yeah, I mean, has she shown any signs of talking?
She says words, yes. She says the words.
What does she say?
Not sure what. I haven't really asked, but when she's around me, she doesn't say anything. But they've heard her say daddy when she hasn't seen her dad, for example.
Well, you know, that's just going to be what she hears from TV or whatever.
The rocking is
self-soothing behavior. It's a way for her to teach herself to calm down.
Is that good?
No, well, it's okay, but you got to figure out what else is going on with her developmentally. You got to find out, is she going to talk? Is she, you know, going to toilet train okay? Is she walking okay? So I would probably have her pediatrician take a look at her.
Okay, thank you. I have my first two question is my son is 20 now, but when he was 16, he started experimenting with drugs and he was doing hard drugs. But eventually when he started throwing up and or diarrhea with blood, he really got scared and he stopped cold turkey. But now he's doing marijuana and he's telling me to chill out. It's much better than the other drugs and I should be happy. And I'm like kind of,
wow.
If you're not doing the hard drugs, you shouldn't be doing this one either.
Well, there's probably a reason he's doing them. So he's either self-medicating himself for some reason. That's what you need to figure out.
And Rose, I know that this sounds silly, but I actually know a little bit about diarrhea. It actually is hereditary. You know what that means?
No.
Yeah, it runs in the genes.
Aye.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
There she goes, everybody. But what do you think about, you know, like a kid who's 16 and doing hardcore drugs and eventually slows down and just smokes weed?
Well, I'm telling you, there's self-medication going on for some reason. If you go through that family, you'll see there's either a divorce or there's some kind of disconnect going on in that family.
How old should a kid be when he or she gets toilet trained?
Usually by three and a half, four. All kids are different, so you don't want to put pressure on a kid to really go. Girls go quicker than boys. But, you know, by 4 or 5, they should really be pretty solid in going to the bathroom. And
how do you toilet train them? You tell them?
There's all different ways. I mean, there's tons of books, tons of methods. You do whatever works for you or for your friends, whatever you hear works. But, you know, there's different ways. Walking around with a diaper only on for a couple times a day. Walking a kid to the bathroom every hour, teaching them, letting them, you know.
Jerry, please. No, a friend of mine who has two boys was in construction, and he built apartment buildings for a living.
Right.
So he, at one point, neither one of his kids were, even close to toilet train.
Yeah.
So he took all the furniture out of his place, and he just put toilets everywhere.
That's great.
So, I mean,
they got the hint that way.
Yeah, now that, you know, everywhere you had to sit, you sat on a toilet to watch TV, eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything.
If it works, use it.
Yeah, but it was always a crazy, Super Bowl party that he had.
I'm sure it was.
Because everybody who came over is like, oh, man, it's like, 14 toilets in the living room here. All right, Dr. Sophie, thanks for coming by. You can go to Dr. Sophie's website. It's DrSophy. Dr. Sophie.
Thank you.
And if you got some crazy kid issues, go to his website. And if they're pretty severe, call him or contact him.
Yeah.
And if you can't help him out yourself, either you're too busy or you can certainly make a connection for him.
That's right.
All right, Dr. Sophie, helping kids.
Have a good night.
And helping parents with those kids. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Thank you.